Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. It's a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, as we continue to celebrate the Super Bowl 59 champion Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, how are we feeling, brother?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. Day three after the Super Bowl Sunday. Still floating around on cloud nine. Lots of go birds out there whenever I go into the grocery store, the gas station, no matter where it's at, man. Somebody has something on that's representing the Super Bowl 59 champions, brother Spike. And Jackie Baseball, just say, you got a couple days before Clearwater really matters. Those guys down there better be taking note of what a championship looks like and what it means to be a champion in this town. Holla at your boy.
Mitts were popping. First thing I saw this morning, Tyvon Walker lighting up the radar. P's and C's. P's and C's,
good
baby.
Good news is we have two more years of Tyvon. So.
Well, maybe.
And by the way, I got a Go Birds on my street. I live in North Jersey still. That's definitely a giant street I lived on. So I got a very quiet Go Birds from someone. So we have a big show today, as we always do. Jordan Mailata, Super Bowl champion. Jordan Mailata joins us at 3 o'clock. We will talk to him about what the experience has been like, the game, see if he'll name his favorite Philadelphia media member. I don't know. It's the last call of the year. Maybe we'll get it from him.
If he liked our question at Media Night.
At Media Night, yes. 4 o'clock, Baldy will join us. 4:30, the new Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, and a very special one as we're announcing some bounties for the competitors, and the top 5 of 5 happens at 5 o'clock, as it always does. So, Ike, I am being honest and truthful when I say I am enjoying this week. I will love the parade on Friday that we'll be there for. That's really exciting. I didn't get to go to the parade in 18 because it was back at the radio station.
Being a leader of the station.
You know, making sure none of the curse words get on the air. I love the highlights. I love all that stuff. And in 2018, I was ready to bask in it for like weeks and weeks and weeks, like the glory of the Super Bowl championship. But if I'm being honest with you, right now, I'm starting to think about next season already. Like, I'm already kind of on to the next thing. I want to start thinking about who the OC is going to be. I want to start thinking about free agents, which free agents we're going to get, which trades might happen, the draft, all that. Like, my brain is already on to still liking this, but already on to thinking about next year. Are you ready to start thinking about next season?
Next year?
Yes.
Next season?
Yes.
Bro. We haven't even had the parade yet.
Yes, but we can do the parade on Friday. Yeah, we can still live, but there's so much stuff that I'm ready to dive into.
Yeah, and believe me, there's going to be plenty of time to do that. You got to stop and smell the roses. You just do.
I'm not a rose smeller.
Yeah, I understand that. And you know what? I made a conscious effort to actually savor this more than I did the 17 one.
Really?
The 17 one, it was our first one, and I understand that, but it was such an unusual way to win your first championship that we didn't get the I guess we didn't get the normal feeling of winning a championship and then everybody celebrating it on one accord. Right? There was this facet of, oh man, Wentz should have been in there as the quarterback that wanted. He got us there two-thirds of the way, right, or what have you. But you got to be thankful that Nick Foles played the way that he did against Tom Brady.
And you knew what was coming,
yeah,
eventually.
And that,
right,
stuff was there. And listen, you were the program director, so it didn't take us long to get there at that time. And listen, we dove into it head first. We did.
Sorry.
With this one, you know, I enjoyed seeing Jalen last night on Jimmy Fallon.
Yep.
Right? Really enjoyed seeing him this morning on today.
Yep.
He was on today this morning at 7:30.
Saquon was on Howard Stern this morning.
Saquon is doing his thing. Like, they had the old line with him last night. Like, this feels more organic, and it feels like this feels more like a unified team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's crazy to say when you think about the 2017, but it was clear that there was stuff behind the scenes that we didn't know about that posed friction and a little bit of discord there. So I don't sense any of that with this team, and I'm going to enjoy it a little bit more because I don't think we really enjoyed 17 like we should have. You know, we were so focused on back-to-back. Wentz has to go do it now. Wentz has to get his title. And then the people who had found new love in Nick Foles because he was a Super Bowl MVP, they felt a certain way and wasn't necessarily in full support of the guy moving forward. Like, it was just too much. To me, it was just too much dissension. And I don't think we got a chance to really enjoy it. And I'm going to enjoy this one. That next season was rocky. The following season was even rockier. And then the next season, it was over with. Everybody was gone. Wentz was gone. Foles was gone. Doug was gone. 2 years after winning the damn Super Bowl.
That is crazy when you think about it.
Yes, that's what happened. I'm not going to do that this time.
You know,
I'm not.
Now that you bring it up, I do think maybe part of the reason I was able to bask in that one longer is because I didn't like Wentz.
Yeah.
It's because
it was all your fault.
I'm glad you can admit that. Yeah, I'm glad you can admit that.
Well, yeah, I didn't. I mean, I told you that even when he was playing well. I was like, I don't see it. Just in case you think this is a new thing for me, I was doing it with Wentz when he was about to win the MVP.
Yeah, but you were putting batteries in Giglio's back and an ESP's back to run him out of town. Yeah, you were.
That's not what I was doing.
You were. Everyone here knows it.
That's not what I was doing. I think I'm just excited to think about what is to come. And maybe it's just my personality too. Mm-hmm. I don't celebrate anything all that long. Maybe
you don't got enough joy in your life.
No, I don't.
You do need more joy in your life.
I like doing the show.
Well, listen, I know, but listen.
And AJ.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah.
Always thrilled.
Believe it or not, me and AJ, probably peas in a pod. 215-592-9494.
I need AJ to smell the roses a little bit more.
He's not a rose smeller.
Come on, big dog. I need you to smell the roses a little bit more, man.
Are you ready to start thinking about next year? Or you just want to continue to bask in this year? Fritz, I actually don't know where you are on this one.
Well, you should know where I am.
Well, you should know where he's at.
You might want to just go straight to the phone. Like, I'm on to Philly season. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's basking in this? Yes.
Like, I don't know what.
Move on fast enough for him.
Always, I feel bad for you on
I
that
do
one.
Too. Listen, I want to be where Ike is, right? Because in 17, I was too mad at Foles winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, see, I wasn't mad at Foles.
Yeah. My two quarterbacks taking the parade down Broad Street. Maybe I need to get my eyes checked.
Yeah.
So I wish I was where Ike was, where it's just like, you know, on cloud nine all the time, thinking about it and being Super Bowl champs. Because I didn't enjoy that one. Like, I look back on 17 now, I'm like, that was awesome. Like,
yeah.
And I know 10 years from now, I'm going to look back on this, barring like this team going on a dynasty, and saying, man, that was awesome. Like, that was an unbelievable Eagles team. But I'm thinking about 43 days from now.
Wow, and you're onto baseball.
But what do you expect?
I don't know why you're rushing to that.
I'm not trying to rush to it. I know where this is going to end.
Why are you rushing to that?
You don't see me rushing to the Sixers, bro.
I know. Yeah. But see, I need something to humble me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I'm not rushing to the Sixers.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be humble.
There's a part, was it masochist is the term that people use? That's me. I like the misery.
Wait a minute. The Super Bowl MVP didn't humble you enough? That was pretty humbling. I have to be honest with you.
You had a little humble pot here.
We've moved on.
Okay. All right.
I don't echo anything the city feels right now, and I totally agree with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you where I feel.
I feel bad for you,
man. You should. And many people have told me the same thing privately.
Yeah. I feel bad for
Find Jack at the parade and you know, give him a slap on the ass.
You'll be able looking at Philly's highlights Friday.
Yep, Philly's 22 Philly's yearbook. Is that what you're going to be watching?
Should I wear the Bryce powder blue?
No. You got to wear your one Eagles sweatshirt that you wear every week.
That Dalton jersey.
Well, I think I'm going to be looking like a snack in that now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we're back to snack season.
You're down 20.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Everybody's talking about it. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, as always, Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I'm a bask in this one, but, you know, the quarterback, you know, we already back in the lab, you know, in between the interviews we doing, you know, a top two QB in the league. Let me go put that out to the top two, you know. We out here, you know, interviews and stuff. We putting on the work because we need to have this conversation. See, y'all want to jump around and all this bullcrap topics. This is a little cute topic, but the quarterback top two, and I'm waiting. So whenever y'all want to, if we got to,
it's not this
Friday,
week, bro. It's not this week.
We gonna have a conversation. All right,
we will. We're gonna have months of it. It's hey, not this week.
Corey said y'all topics are cute. Y'all trying to jump around.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Corey was in the pre-show meeting, you know.
We gonna do this, but you know, we gonna celebrate this because you know this hurt people to the core. You know, some people they said he couldn't throw. Other people say,
oh, God, here he goes.
This hurt people to the core. We celebrating this one because you know, moving on to the next. Like you can't take this one away. And
it sounds like you're going both ways here, though, Corey.
Pick a side.
Pick a side.
If we're going to move on to the next one, because he going to win another one, right?
I hope so.
That's going to hurt even more.
That's going to hurt even more.
Sirianni might win another one.
Doesn't hurt.
He wins another one. He's a locked Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Two Super Bowls?
Yeah,
probably. Is Plunkett in?
No, he's the only one.
He's the only one.
I'm just talking.
Relax. I'm just talking. And I want to express to you, Corey, there is no, for me, I'm just speaking for me, there is no upsetness from me with Jalen winning Super Bowl MVP and him playing great. I love the Eagles and I want them to win. I say what I think's going to happen. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. But on this one, I'm just being clear to you, and I'm happy that you're basking in the glory of being right, like OG was. Mm-hmm. This is like a right or wrong that is great. Is happy to be wrong on that one.
I'm saying you can be happy.
Okay.
I'm talking about there's a lot of people out there that's hurt. Because you saw people, Nick Foles, remember Nick Foles? Nick Foles put that tweet out there. He said, Tom Brady might be the lucky charm for the Super Bowl. Remember he said that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It might be Carson Wentz. Put him in the building every year. Whenever he in the building on the pitch.
The Eagles going to win, yeah.
Hey, that brother had to watch both his backups put that trophy up. That boy was sat. I don't know if y'all saw the video. Hurts was trying to dab him up, but he was running. I don't know about the video. Hurts was trying to
dab him up. Oh, he didn't see him.
Yeah, okay. That boy Hurts was looking at him like a tiger, like, where he at? Hey, man, we going to celebrate this on Friday. We going to be partying. We going to have a good time. We going to drink. We going to, like, pass out. Hey, y'all, be safe, though. We don't want
yes, safe
here.
Party.
After you drink and pass out, yeah, be safe.
Get an Uber, take SEPTA.
Good old time. AJ, listen, buddy. Enjoy this, partner. Listen, stuff like this don't come around. You put all that work in. You doing 250 push-ups a day like Spike. You know, you're running on the treadmill.
They look the same,
every
too.
Day,
shut up, Chad.
Passes a day. All that work, this is the reward. You better enjoy this.
Yeah.
Friday. Next week, we back in the lab. Like
yeah.
Kobe, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, you can go back to work. Yeah, at least it take you a couple weeks. You can go back to work March, first week of March.
He'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying this is a good. Hey, what did Doc Rivers say? Celebrate him. Celebrate everything they do well.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Yeah.
Celebrate this quarterback, y'all, because he's doing a lot of well things out there for us, y'all. Celebrate this brother right here, because we're going to be stacking these chips. Dynasty on the way, baby!
Love it.
All right, Corey. Is Corey an Eagles fan or a Jalen fan?
That's a good question.
Well, he just said, like, he kept saying he won one, he's going to win another.
You know what happens?
Yeah.
He's an Eagles fan.
Yep.
But he's locked into Jalen.
He is very locked in.
So now it's it's about Jalen for him, really. I mean, he understands Jalen's success means the team is going to have success.
It's like me.
Yeah. Well, what? Is that?
No, with Jalen. Like, I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm locked in on Jalen.
Yes, just locked in the other way.
Locked in the other way.
So, did he, actually, Corey brought this up, and I didn't see it. Did Wentz diss Jalen afterwards?
No, Corey's just making stuff up.
Well, there is a video out there of Carson has his back turned, and Jalen's looking for him, and Carson just keeps moving.
I think if you're looking for some, you see what you want to see. Yes.
I agree.
That's all that is.
It's not like they locked eyes and he went the other way.
Yeah. I think Carson's probably mostly over that part of it. I would hope so. Yeah. It's not Jalen's fault.
If he's not, he needs to get over it.
It's not Jalen's fault. You know, it's not, that has nothing to do with Jalen. You know, it has nothing to do with Nick. You know, it has to do with Carson. 215.
I think it has something to do with people who still have a twist with Carson.
That's
Eagles fans looking for something versus Wentz going out of his way looking for something.
Yeah, I'm over. I mean, if you didn't like Carson, you. Congrats. You can let it go.
I mean, should have been let it go, but okay.
But worked out. Everything's great now, you know? 215-592-9494. You ready to start thinking about next year? Or are you just going to keep basking in the glory of the Super Bowl win? Alex from Chicago, you're on WIP. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, brother?
Everything's good. I'm actually from South Philly, but I live in Chicago, and I'm actually heading back right now. I'm driving.
To Chicago or to Philly?
Oh, back to Philly.
You coming in for the parade?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
That's a nice little 11-hour drive, right? Ohio.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm actually just entered Ohio, but
there you go.
I just
great state.
I could tell you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's a great state. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a basker. I'm just going to enjoy every minute of this. I can't get the smile off my face. Like, you know, we had a great time Sunday at the game at our place, and as soon as the game was over, my wife looks at me. She's like, "You're going to Philly, aren't you?" And I look, and my wheels started turning. I was like, "I got to get out there."
So, there you go.
I can't wait.
There you go.
So just let's do it. Real quick about the Carson thing, part of, I'm sure you guys talked about this. Part of being a pro in anything you do is forgetting, and everybody talks about it. But that's one of the things that I'm sure. That was just an incident where they were walking around. You know, they probably had dinner. You know, who knows? I mean, these guys are pros. They don't hold grudges and stuff, I don't think. I mean, you get your one guy here and there, but what do you think? I mean, is that fair to say?
I don't know. Go by his actions. I've never seen Carson say anything bad about Jalen, the Eagles, or anything else.
He just lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's fair to say, Alex, that, like, you know, they were just on the other side of whether Carson was on the field during it or not, they were on the other side of an ass-kicking after the Super Bowl. It was on the field, Jack? Is that where it was?
Yes.
There's a million people on the field. It's busy. It's certainly possible he just didn't see him.
I didn't even see it.
Like it's you see what you want to see in things, which goes to the last I've been listening to you guys a lot, of course, you know, being in Chicago, but on the Odyssey app. But
there you go. Free Odyssey.
But you see what you want to see. And it goes back to the whole texting thing. You can barely write an email nowadays without somebody not knowing what you're thinking. You know, it's like, it's hard to say.
Oh, it's the AJ thing. You're talking about AJ, right?
All that stuff. Yeah. Oh. They're kids, man. They're doing their thing. you hear what you want to hear. You think what you want to think. And everything else is opinion. Let it go. You know, move on. Type thing. That's how I am with that stuff.
Especially
with the tweeting and all that.
So, okay.
Well, safe drive. Safe travels, man.
And man.
Thank you, guys. Listen, real quick.
Yeah.
This is the time for it. Give me some of that Ike juice. Can I get it?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Wait till you get here.
I'm still toasting you guys, man.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother.
I'll see you soon. I can't wait.
All right, Alex. That is one of the most boring drives you could ever do, is Chicago to Philly.
Philly.
I had to do it a couple times when I lived out there. Not a great drive.
Yeah. I don't know. I made the trip to Cincinnati. It's the Turnpike.
Yeah. It's nothing cool.
Yeah.
It's just a, it's, but it, it's, and it's that length where you don't want to split it up. Like 11 hours, you just want to do all
at
once.
That's a day. Yeah, that's
you know
it.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But I get itchy. I don't know where you are. I get itchy after 4 or 5 hours. That's when I get itchy in the car. But I just want to get through it. What, Jack?
Well, that's when you need a blue chew.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the car?
After 4 hours?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you would hope he left early. If I got 11 hours to drive, I'm leaving by 6 in the morning.
Yeah, he said he just got to Ohio, which means he's probably got 8 hours.
If he just got
left.
To Ohio, yeah, he probably has at least 8 hours left. Yeah.
What Ohio city is on the western side of the state? Is that the
Cleveland, the western side?
Well, Cleveland and Cincinnati are right, east side, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember driving through Gary, Indiana, too, to get to the home of Michael Jackson to get to Chicago.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Matt in Bluebell. You're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys? Just got back from New Orleans. Had a blast down there.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Did you drive?
No, we didn't drive. We almost drove home, but we got flights. We flew out on Friday, had a layover in Minnesota. While we were in Minnesota, we booked flights home, or else we were going to drive home.
Okay. And you went to the game. We've been talking to people who just went to New Orleans to hang out there during the game.
Right.
Which is wild. I respect it, but it is pretty wild. What was the... So was it loud, you being in there? It sounded very loud for the Eagles on TV. In the dome, did it sound that way there?
It was absolutely insanely loud.
Oh, wow.
I'm a season ticket holder to the Eagles. I've been at games in the Link where there's more away fans than what we're at the Super Bowl, I think.
Oh, really? Wow.
Very impressive. The only red you could really see was behind the Chiefs bench.
Besides
that, everything else was green, and it sounded that way the entire game. Their fraud fans were leaving at halftime. It was very impressive.
Leaving at halftime? Can you imagine buying a Super Bowl ticket and leaving?
I'd have been in that thing all the way to the very end.
Yes. They'd have to kick me out of there.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you're just going to bask in it. Is that it, Matt?
We're going to bask in it for a while. You're worried about free agency and OC and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know why I'm not worried about that? Because we have Howie Roseman. And Howie Roseman is going to take care of business and do what he always does and put the best roster of football together so we can go out there and have a chance at repeat. Jack, you're worried about 43. The number you should be worried about is 60 because we're going back to Super Bowl 60 for a repeat next year.
Yeah, start worrying about that, Jack.
I'm not worried about it. I hope it happens.
Okay. All right, Matt. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A couple of baskers. Well, Corey's both.
Corey didn't know what the hell he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to take after his quarterback, so he's trying to do head down.
Yeah, he's trying to do the whole. And Jalen's not head down. Jalen's right now is doing the victory tour.
Sure, and as he should.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So the idea that, you know, I'm back to, I don't even need you to get back to work, bro. I need you to decompress, take a chill pill.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
And then you can rev back up and get to it.
There's plenty of time.
Man.
Yeah. You do burn, and I know this, you do burn yourself out if you act like that. You know, if you don't take time to, and so, remember the feeling, so you want it again. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to, if there's no joy at the end of it.
Agree.
I think that, you know, Jordan is a guy who I wonder if there was any joy in it because he was so crazy, like, from a competitive standpoint.
Well, he certainly let his hair down.
Yes, yeah, he did.
See, I don't think Belichick.
He's at the card table with
cigars.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah. He partied pretty good.
I don't think Belichick was happy.
No,
right. Yes, no. I agree with you. Yeah.
Coaches, I get.
Vic Fangio, he's moved on.
Vic Fangio definitely moved on.
Yep.
He got his little banner. He can't wait to get through this parade Friday.
Yep.
He's looking forward to spring training.
He's on 43 days.
He's Vic Fangio definitely is. Nick Sirianni is going to enjoy this.
Oh, he sure is.
He's going to enjoy this. And I think you should, man. These dudes work so hard, man. They work so many hours. The grind is still going to be there. You got to get ready for free agency. You got to get ready for the combine. You have to get ready for all that stuff. You're getting off to a slower start or a later start than everyone else because you played in the last game of the season. So I understand that, but there's something about being able to unplug and then plug back in. I think it allows you to have a fresher mind, and your eyes become a little clearer. Like, if you just keep going, you're going to miss something in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's I give Lakin credit for that. Yeah. Lakin's always like, take that day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You gotta take your foot off the gas.
Some of these guys,
you
don't have to really push to take days off.
No, that's
some
right.
of these guys.
Yeah, not. Yeah,
you guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah. Some I'm counting your days, brother. Some people, you know.
Yeah, not me.
I used to work on these contracts. I know how many days might be in there.
I just came from working 6 days a week.
What's it? Yeah.
For 6 months.
Yes. And you're here.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. When's the countdown for when the camera takes his first day? We gotta have one in February.
Well, Jack's not gonna say anything.
Oh, but he's different. He's got.
Why is he different?
Well, he's got a baby at home
and not important.
Well, I mean, didn't he already do paternity leave?
One week.
Hmm.
1 week? That wasn't long enough?
Man. No. I made a promise.
Okay.
We're going to good cop, bad right. cop this one.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, if it wasn't for Jill, I'd be all on him.
Well, we're going to have Honest Jack.
Yeah, I'd be on him. Yeah.
No,
if it wasn't for wifey, I'd be on you.
That's
man.
Why I snuck it in?
Yeah. She's the one who's been doing all the work. I'm wondering, what are you going home to do?
I
better not see any tweets.
Well, I'm going to probably have to do podcasts, but there's still a 2-year-old running around that I got to take care of.
If you're on paternity leave, I don't think you can do podcasts, brother. Well, I think I'm going to have to do High Hopes.
Oh,
me
man.
And Elliot.
Yeah, he's not missing out on his High Hopes podcast.
Yeah. Freaking Seltzer's been like, you know, drunk on all these Eagles hype. He can't get him to stop hitting the correct sounder and doing a Phillies podcast. He's out of control. I think he's cried every morning show.
These guys in the morning.
And he's suppressing me.
These guys in the morning and they're crying. It's unbelievable.
That is an emotional show.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, man.
Coming up next.
Not this show.
Coming up next, we heard it mentioned a couple of times. AJ Brown did have a sort of an interesting caption to his Instagram post last night.
Come on, Arthur!
We will read that to you next, and we will take your calls. Are you ready to start talking about next year and the offseason and the offensive coordinator and free agency and the draft, or are you just going to bask for a while? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't stand the pain.
What a song.
It's a great tune.
The hell do you know about Lionel Richie?
I heard it in the airport. We heard it in the airport.
It's a great tune. WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That's about where you would hear it at, too, right now, on the elevator.
I'm trying to take after my quarterback, man. Just only slow jams.
The Commodores.
Once you get It's Easy Like Sunday Morning in your head, you can't.
By the way, this is where Hugh gets the Commodores from.
Now it makes sense. Was Lionel Richie in the Commodores?
Yes. Yes.
We're all figuring things out at the same time.
And here's something that neither of you are going to care about. The band Faith No More, which you probably never heard of, did a great cover of that song.
I don't care.
There you go. I know some of our listeners do. Not
is that
guys.
A notable band?
They were. They okay, were. You okay. would. They had one big. They were a big '90s like rock band, but they had one big hit called "Epic" that you probably recognize if you heard it.
Okay.
But then they covered that tune. It was a great tune. It's a great tune. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is Friday. One-stop shopping at Mark's Jewelers. Chocolates and flowers included with qualifying purchases online at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Here is the question, Mr. Reese. Mm-hmm. Which describes your current mindset as an Eagles fan, still soaking up the Super Bowl or thinking about next year? What do you think the percentages
are? Hell, I know this fan base very well. We're still soaking this one up. I'm going to go with 73%.
79%.
Ooh, a little low, okay.
Now, what I think could change it is if there was a little we haven't had any news yet, really.
Right.
The only thing we heard was, you know, maybe we knew about the Kellen Moore thing, mm-hmm. and we heard about the pass game coordinator going to maybe New Orleans, but that's been all. Mm-hmm. I think if there was a sliver of news, I think people would start getting interested, but there hasn't been yet. So there was maybe a tiny little bit of news last night. Ike, I'm going to ask you to sort of tell me what is going on with this one. So Jalen and Saquon and the offensive line were on the Tonight Show last night. And while during that show, there was a post from A.J. Brown mm-hmm. on Instagram. And A.J. said, after a few days, I've had time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion. And unfortunately, it was short-lived. 2 days to be exact, LOL. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me. It's when the DB drops his head and surrenders because he can't F with me. The intense battles, early mornings, late nights, sacrifices. I love putting smiles on people's faces. Don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the journey that I love the most. Back to work.
Yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, you need to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
Listen, I can appreciate the Mamba mentality, right? Mm-hmm. I'm working hard. I keep my head down. One championship. I'm not satisfied. I talked about that yesterday. But I do believe that you, as an athlete, as a human, you need that time to sort of unwind and relax and give your body a chance to heal, recover. He just got healthy. Remember that? He said he had been banged up late in the year.
Yep.
So you want to give your body time to recover so that when you do go back to your training regimen, you can be at your best. It's difficult when you've trained and gone through a whole season and you play the last game. We're talking about what? Late July to early February.
Mm-hmm. That's a long season.
A long time, man. That's a long time. So you want to give your body a chance to sort of just rest up so that when you are ready to start your off-season program, you can hit the ground running full speed. So, I mean, that's sort of the way I take what he's saying. I don't really take much else out of it. I got a chance. I was listening to the Midday Show on the way in, as I normally am, and I heard Hugh talking about it. And I could see where that's the interpretation you may have taken from it.
Or what did you say?
Hugh?
I didn't hear what Hugh had to say about it.
He said something. I'm paraphrasing. He felt like it was some sort of subliminal message, or potentially it could have been a shot at, I don't know, did he say it could have been a shot at Jalen? Or it's just he wasn't happy about it or something?
I think the whole I'm only happy when I dominate is the line I think that's annoying some people.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you just want a Super Bowl, and I think they're taking it to he's not going to be happy next year if he's just blocking the entire year.
Which is true.
Well, hell, I could come to that. I didn't need that post to see to know that. Yeah. He and Devontae were willing to sacrifice the way they did this year, and it paid off for them.
Mm-hmm.
These are highly talented players, all pro caliber players, Pro Bowl caliber players. I mean, with Hall of Fame potential. They want to maximize that as well.
Sure.
There's individual goals and there's team goals. You just accomplished a team goal, right? It doesn't mean you should be satisfied with not reaching your full potential.
It's very easy as one of us to say, you should be happy you won,
right,
blah, blah, blah. But I kind of hear... I
understand where he's coming from that viewpoint.
Yeah, when I hear AJ now, I hear him differently than I used to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand where he's coming from. And I think it's really the challenge in a lot of cases in being a wide receiver on a team that is as talented as this team, even putting aside the extreme run thing that they did, is that the most a wide receiver's touching the ball in a regular game is, what, 6 times or something like that, 6 to 8 times?
Yep.
And there's 70 plays. So you feel like if you touched the ball on every play, that you would be even better,
right?
And you don't get the chance. Even the best wide receiver, the most used wide receiver, doesn't get to touch the ball as much as Jalen does or as much as Saquon did this year.
Sure.
And I think he just feels like he can be more a part of it. And I also understand the winning didn't feel like I thought it would. It would feel like there's a weight off your back there. I did it, so on and so forth. So on one hand, I'm with you. I want him to enjoy it more. Like, I want him to
chase
this feeling. Yeah.
You worked hard, man. You worked hard to get there, and believe me, it's a lot of players that wish they are going to put on a ring.
Yeah, for sure.
So you know, when you may not appreciate it right now because you're in the moment of it, but I guarantee you, when that career is over with, you're going to relish it and cherish it if it's the only one you have.
So yeah, and it very well could be.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you talk about what's most likely is this is the only time he's going to win a Super Bowl. Most people don't win more than one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it is a shot at Jalen, but I do take it a shot at, hey guys, I could use the ball more, you know, but that's no different than he's ever been. You know, that's how he's always, that most wide receivers want the ball more, unless you're, you know, Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson catching the ball 12 times a game.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Are you ready to start thinking about next season, or are you just basking in the Super Bowl victory? Mike and Conshohocken, you're on WIP.
Boys, you know, it's beautiful to be an Eagle fan, and absolutely make no mistake, you know, this win was the most absolute must-have, must-win, must-clutch performance ever by an Eagle team. I mean, we had to win. I mean, if you lose, then you're, you know, 4 times, you know, with talking Vikings and Bills not winning. You had to win that game, and it's the most glorious and grandest win. Now, you know, this team, as far as just to kind of reset from a top 5, I mean, you know, all-timers, you know, we got the 74-75 Flyers who were great the next year. We got the 67 Sixers who were unbelievable, the 83 Sixers, probably the 80 Phillies. This team's kind of breaking into the top 5, but they got to get better. And let's face it, we were a tad lucky. I mean, the matchups we got and Andy doing Andy stuff, but, you know.
Oh, I don't think we were lucky.
What was wrong with the matchups that we had?
I didn't want to play the Commanders first out of the blocks. You see what happened. We didn't want to play Tampa Bay. You know, the Rams were a short week a little bit. You know, no, it was a perfect – everything worked out perfectly. But make no mistake, it could have went another way. But
I don't,
we never really thought we were going to win this game. I'm convinced that, you know, We had this game. We knew we were the better team, but this team came out and played incredible. But let's face it, you know, the minute that, you know, Gatorade hit Nick's back, I'm thinking Santa Clara. And we got to get better. We got to evolve one
offense. We got to get better.
Yeah.
Where you want to get better at, Mike?
I want to evolve the offense. I do want, there is a package you can target AJ 10 to 15 times a game. There is a package, you know, you can get Saquon. I mean, it was just great to see him use more in the passing game. I mean, that opened up a lot of stuff. One, two. And, you know, this defense needs to add. I mean, you have four or five teams in the NFC that have 50 to 100 million in cap space. You know, I mean, the Commanders have 100 million in cap space. You're going to have to address that. And we all know that, you know, it's going to eventually run into where we're going to have to match up with Detroit at some point. So, you know.
And we should be worried about that for some reason?
No, I'm not saying we're worried about it. I'm just saying we got to address it. I mean, they have 50 to 75 million in cap space. Everybody's going to add. We have to get better. And who knows where our hunger will be. I mean, it's not like 17 where we won, and then everybody had carte blanche for two or three years. Nobody cared what the other three teams did, you know? I mean, this is where, you know, does this, you know, I think we're young enough, we're dynamic enough, it's going to be great, but we got to get better, and we got to add. And on add, you know, if we can, you know, Max Crosby would be unbelievable, or a premium safety, or Miles Garrett. We need
premium safety?
Yeah, we need a premium safety.
What's wrong with the safeties we have?
They're fit. No. What do you think? Do you think we need that?
I think we got the number one defense in the league.
They were great. They were totally great, but we need to add. That's all I'm saying. You know?
That's my guy right there.
Yeah. You're saying we need to add, but I'm not sure where you're adding that without knowing who's leaving yet.
That's true. Of course not. I mean, you know, and all the personalities and the brotherly and the family, that all comes into play, of course. But, you know, we got six guys we're going to have to pay, right? Five or six guys we're going to have to pay. You know, but on defense, you know, we need to get a tad better. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, Mike. There you go. That's my kind of guy.
I don't know how you get better than being number one.
You'd be even better number one. Well, I'm thinking more about the offense.
Yeah. How can you be better?
Miles Garrett make it better.
Sure he would.
Yeah.
Sure he would.
I'm ready for the rumors. Look, what do we have left in February? We got about 2 weeks left in February.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 2 weeks to take advantage of Guida's big winter sale. They know you've been, you know, worried about the playoffs, so on and so forth. You had Christmas there. You spent a bunch of money. They're going to extend their biggest discounts of the year through February. That is 40% off every window and door you buy. There's a lot of winter left. It's been a pretty sucky winter. So I would count on some more cold weather, and that sends your energy bills up unless you have those new windows. 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which includes free high performance low E glass. 40% off any door. Buy now, pay later with Guida's interest free financing up to a year. But as I said, only through the end of February, so don't screw it up. Call 877 GO GUIDA. Get all the details, schedule a free in home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
I'm ready to bask all the way to the draft, quite frankly.
Through free agency?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I mean, I'll get excited for free agency, but I'm not. You know, it's one thing to be excited. It's another thing to go into free agency or the draft because you got major needs and you're hoping how he signs this guy or gets that guy. Like, we've had those types of off seasons.
Yeah.
And those are fun. I'm big on those. Those are fun. But I don't really see that as a need right now. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to see what Howie does. He has a priority list as to who he's going to bring back. Right? Because he's going to try to re-sign some of his own guys.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get the news that Zach Bond is re-signed, who else? Either Milton Williams or Josh Sweat. One of those guys.
One of those, yeah.
Re-signs. Who else we might lose? We might lose Becton. Might lose Becton.
Yep. Goddard's a free agent.
Goddard's a free agent?
Yep.
Might lose Goddard.
Yep.
Might lose Goddard.
Slay is a free agent.
Slay, I've accepted.
Yep.
Accepted that.
Kenny Gainwell, of course.
I know that's going to be tough for you, but yeah. I'm looking forward to Will Shipley.
Yeah, I like Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah.
Give me another year, Kenny
Gainwell. I think Shipley's going to be better.
Really?
Yes.
I like Gainwell.
Yeah. Well, we all like him, but we can't pay everybody.
Here's the well, that's for sure.
I don't know, Jeffrey. Come on, figure it out. But one thing that a caller said they was going to bask in it is it reminds me a little bit of after the Super Bowl in 18. He was like, I'm just going to bask in it because I know how he's going to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you for sure?
Yeah.
Obviously, Howie deserves the benefit of the doubt many times. However, I am not treating it like every move. If Bond gets signed elsewhere and Sweat gets signed elsewhere, I don't expect that to happen, but it surely could.
Right.
Like, I'm going to be ready to sort of sound an alarm, right?
Pounce on him.
Yeah. Like, I know you said we can do the linebacker thing, and you've sort of proven it three different times.
Yeah.
You know, we've had three. It was Bradham in 17, mm-hmm. and then
Azir White with T.J. Edwards.
T.J. Edwards mm-hmm. in 22. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of like ready to let that cycle end. And I think Howie deserves the benefit of the doubt. He's a great GM. He's a mm-hmm. Hall of Fame GM. But I don't think it means we just have to sit back and say, hey, whatever you do, we know it's right.
I disagree with you.
Really?
That's what winning the Super Bowl does.
Hmm.
It affords him the rope and the benefit of the doubt. I was thinking about this yesterday after we were talking about, you know, Kellen Moore or Petullo
mm-hmm.
or bringing in somebody else from yep. the outside. And I just thought to myself, you know what? If the Eagles think what's best for the team is to hire from within, I'm going to trust that they know what they're doing. If the Eagles think that they need to go outside to bring somebody in because they don't think Petullo is ready to be the signal caller or what have you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to trust what they – because they know better than I do. I can have my own opinion,
yep.
but I don't know intimately – the work, inner workings of what's going on down there in the building. So I'm going to trust them. Linebackers, as much as I like Zach Bond and I want Zach Bond back, I want to make that very clear. You think I'm going to stump on the table and be upset that the two-time Super Bowl champion feels like they can find a replacement? They did it. They've done it before.
Hasn't been flawless in all those things.
None of it is flawless.
Yeah.
None of it is flawless. I'm just saying there's a difference between I believe everything they do is going to work and I'm trusting that they know what they're doing. And
right.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt to let it play out before I overreact to it.
I think the overreacting
yes.
is fair. I think it reminds me of the Saquon thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I loved watching Saquon. I got to watch more of him than I would have ever expected when I was up in New York. And I saw him be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the same concerns I think everybody did. And so I think I was like, well, I get it, but better work out. Like,
right.
This better work out, you
right.
know, those sorts of things.
So yeah.
I think it'll probably land more there for me. But I'm still fine questioning.
Listen, that's your natural instinct.
For sure.
I expect you to be you. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? I'm not surprised by that. And I don't blame you for that. So I don't think that's something that you aren't. That's
uh-huh.
just how you are. I'm just saying from my own perspective, they won the Super Bowl. They get the benefit of the doubt. If anybody in the city deserves it, they deserve it.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
We've given benefit of the doubt, myself
yeah.
Included, in people who are less accomplished than
yes.
Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
I probably passed that guy that's coming from Chicago about a half hour ago.
Oh, where are you coming from?
Well, I'm heading west. I drive.
Oh, he's going the other way.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know you were talking about how boring it is. Dude, I've been out here about, I don't know, 400 times in the last 4 years, like it's my regular route. So I run from York to Rockford, Illinois, mostly twice a week for the most part. So it's all good. Which brings me to my next point. If my brother brings his ex-wife to Chicken and Pete's, you're willing to buy him dinner. Did I hear that correctly yesterday?
Oh,
he's your
Chuck Horn. Chuck Horn Jerry's
brother.
So I need to get in on that. How do I do?
Wow, you're not even going to be here.
I can't get back there. I can't get back.
And here's the thing, Jeff. Do you want to screw up their potentially romantic dinner at Chickies and Pete's? I mean, it sounds romantic.
We're
to
trying
me.
To rekindle a flame here,
yes,
man.
Trying to get
no,
him.
No.
Get a squirrel.
I just want to be a fly on the wall and see your face when you talk to him.
Oh, you and me both. Trust me, I want to document it. I might hire Elliot just to come over and document
So real quick, Jeff.
Him and Herb. Oh, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how is your, would it be your ex-sister-in-law or former sister-in-law? How do we call
it? She's cool. Nah, she's cool, dude. It's weird, man. Like, it's all good. Like, it's whatever.
Okay.
I don't get involved in other people's domestic issues.
Got you.
I do.
I have one of my own going on right now, and I refuse. Unless somebody's hurting my mother, I'm out of it.
Okay.
So, that's
fair. I understand. Yep. I feel you. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm basking in this. Like, I think, like Ike said, at least through the draft and maybe free agency. Because I have confidence that Howie will do what he's going to do. But I also, this team, especially on the defensive side, this team is pretty young. And they came together really well.
Yep.
And if we keep Fangio, I have more faith in that. And I'm, you know, I had to defend myself yesterday. Some guy telling me I shouldn't get what I was asking for at where I was at our operating center because I had an Eagles hat. And I basically told him to suck it. So,
that's the way you have to approach things like that at this point.
I straight up told the guy, I don't even know the dude. He's just another driver. I said, dude, we're the Super Bowl champions, and you can suck it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, but I'm basking in it. I mean, it's a little different than 2018 because there was a little bit of lightning in a bottle with 2018 happening. And this was more of a dominant performance with a team that can stay together, you know, for 3 or 4 years.
Thank you for the call, Jeff, and be safe
Safe out there, brother.
Yeah, I mean, from a defensive personnel point, from a youth standpoint, I mean, both sides, you could lose everybody.
Offense, too.
Yeah, you could lose every free agent and still have enough core pieces to build around if that were to happen.
Yep.
Speaking of a young core performer who will be here for a long time, Jordan Mailata, he joins us next. We can find out how he's feeling and if he's ready to move on to next year or not. Probably not. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet. 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.